So happy new you, Robert. How are you feeling?
Okay, I'm doing okay. I turned on it radio, turned on the web and was listening to something while I was in the kitchen doing some chores, something about you talking about you had a lot of sex while you was on the vacation.
Then that's not quite what I said. I think you'd probably want to listen more carefully.
Okay, I'm going to have to replay back.
No, it's not.
That's why you were taking maca. I'm just catching bits
and pieces
you
just,
together.
I love how you put these things together. You're not even close, Robert, but God love you. You'll have to listen to it.
Yeah. Listen to some Indian guy. Who was it? Well, you know this guy?
What guy?
That guru, S-A-D-H-U-S-A-D-H-G-U-R-U. Some Indian mystic.
No, I don't know him.
Warren? No. Anyway, he was talking about how, when people speak, we have definitions of words, and all we hear is sound. All we hear is sound, and then the sound translates into the words, and depending on our definition of the words is what we hear. And what do we often say? It's like, what I said, you may not have heard, and what you heard is maybe not what I said. So anyway, not to get into that.
No, I understand, and that's very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Most people, my friend Robert, most people are thinking of something while you're talking. Mm. Right? They just are. Most people are doing that. So that's why there's so much miscommunication. When I had my business, I would tell the folks something, this I'd like to do, right? And then I would say, George, please repeat back what you heard me say. I just want to be clear, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very rarely did they get it right. So then I would repeat it again. And I'm not criticizing, but this is just the way human nature is. So I would repeat it again, and then I'd say, now, what did I say? And it would take a few times, and they get it. So, so that's the whole that's the whole idea of being in the now and just listening to God or your wife or your husband, your kid, and really hearing what they're saying, and then you can respond accordingly. But most people are thinking about something else. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm thinking how I'm going through that stage or been going through it because I wanted to make sure what people were saying or what I said is what they heard me mean. And so, for example, I get around with my wife when she says, you always do that, or you're always losing your wallet, or you're never, and I'm like, look, I know people just say stuff in general, but I often say, I don't know where I heard it, maybe I made it up, it doesn't bother me what you said. I just hope you don't really believe what you said. I mean, if you really believe that you always do that, you do something once or twice, you always do that. We just say that in general, Like, oh, man.
It's
and
tough.
Then I'm like not correcting them, but can you repeat that over? That's too stressful. So I'm almost to the point where I give up. I'm just going to let people say what they say. Interpret it the way they want.
That's right, yeah.
Too much energy trying to figure all that out. I'm like, I give up, man.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay,
yeah,
next topic. Neil Glenn, I was listening to your interview last night with Ingrid Nellum.
Oh, yeah, did we talk? Yeah, because I had put pineal gland in our search engine. I came up with this same lady, Ingrid Nyman?
Yeah.
What did she say about the pineal gland? That interview was a couple years ago.
I'll be honest with you. Let me preface. Go ahead.
What? That's so you didn't really take away anything that was something you can repeat here.
Yes, no, maybe. Meaning, I just want to clarify this. Most of the time, unless I'm listening specifically in a car, I listen to your shows, and other shows, while I'm in bed. And I'll wake up like 2 or 3 in the morning or 3 or 4, 7, and I'll put the earphone in with the little MP3 player and then I'll just usually listen a few minutes and then doze off if I can't sleep. So I need to sit down when I'm taking a ride today and listen to the whole show. But it was about fluoride. Fluoride and the pineal gland. That's what the topic is, comes up on your header.
Okay.
One of the only things, and let me just back up a second and I'll kind of slow down and wrap it up quick. I've been just running into all this pineal gland, calcification, calcification, and then you were actually talking about this morning.
Yeah.
So either, just like when I got a red car, I seen how many red cars were out there. I didn't notice how many red cars there. So now that I'm hearing this pineal gland calcification, it's like popping up all over, whether that's divine providence or coincidence, or is it really getting big now? That's my question. But she talked about fluoride, obviously. You know, Dr. Nunley, I do not want one more atom of fluoride in my mouth.
I know he said that.
You know, and then Dr. Ellie, you know, well, just spit it out quicker, you know, and don't roll it in your mouth as much. So I'm wondering how much mine is decalcified, and I'll wrap it up here quick.
Yeah.
And so what that did, Ingrid did talk about, she said chunca piedra will help decalcify it.
Oh.
But that was just one thing I picked up on. Why? Because last night I've been going through a chunca piedra. I mix up some chunca piedra and drink it about 6 or 7 in the morning when I wake up, trying to get rid of, you know, keep breaking down the gallstones and liver and so forth. So, okay, with all that mess I just said, help me out here. What's up with the pineal?
Well,
the
I don't really know. Adam Bergstrom, and we'll talk, we'll ask him about it. I'll put it in my notes. He said it just works, you know, with Adam. He's usually totally contrarian from the rest of the world. He said it's just the opposite, you know, what they're saying, that the pineal gland really doesn't calcify per se. Oh, Robert. I didn't do that. Did you hear click off? So, yeah, I'm not sure about it. This fellow I saw last night on YouTube claims that he's getting all these paranormal powers, superpowers. That wasn't me, Robert. I think it was the NSA just did that one.
You there?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, being much smarter than like Mark, I was going to say, it's amazing how much better people's line phone problems got since you straightened out your side. I didn't do nothing. That must have been on your end. But
no, I didn't do it. My hands are not even on the controls. It just dropped off.
Yeah, what was that? Okay.
So I'm not sure. Adam, you know, he's usually contrarian from the rest of the world, is why we love him. And he said that whole calcification thing is a misnomer and it doesn't work the way people think it does. We'll ask him on Monday more about that. But evidently the meme is out there, but you know how it gets on the internet and in the natural world. People start saying stuff, and then people just keep repeating it, and who knows? You know, I think Adam's a good source for this kind of stuff. He probably does more research than most people. But I know this guy last night on YouTube claimed that he did turpentine for 40 days, and he was starting to have all these super paranormal powers of seeing his past lives and his girlfriend's future life and all kinds of stuff. Who knows? So, I don't know about it. But, hey, chunca piedra, I thought that was for gallstones and kidney stones and stuff.
Well, if it's a stone breaker and they're saying maybe calcification in a pineal.
Oh,
again, I just caught a snippet of that interview and shit. Not just a segment, what I heard on that interview with that Ingram. She did mention something about chunca piedra because since the topic was fluoride and the pineal, obviously most of the interviews about all the problems, but then, you know, you want to always get to the solution. So now what's the fix, you know, and that's the part I missed. I'll have to listen.
Well, Wayne Blakely says one of the things to do for the pineal, and he says it's one of the key endocrine glands above the thyroid. He says you fix the pineal and everybody's happy, thyroid, hypothalamus, everything. And he's got a whole regimen. It should be probably in the show page on one of our shows with Wayne Blakely. And I know one of them is the yttrium that's in the Bifido product. Bifido that you take internally, and it has yttrium, and that helps the calcification.
Good. So he's aware of it too.
Oh yeah. He's
into it too. So there's something going on here.
Much more than anybody I know. He, like I say, he claims that it's like, the number one thing in the world, the pineal gland. You get that thing happening, and everybody's happy.
Pineal. Yeah, because then there's pituitary, one of those, and I thought the hypothalamus was the regulator, but I'll just leave it at that because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Neither do I. No, I think it's a pineal is the big dog in the block. And I'll play that commercial about fake calcium, and he's got why that happens, and it goes everywhere. Well, let's just play a little bit of it now. I forget.
Did you say fake calcium?
Oh, yeah, listen to this. Okay.
Here's a short clip with Wayne Blakely, the Living Streams
guy. What
does
he say about this? Listen to this.
Everything you eat converts to a fake, F-A-K-E, fake calcium molecule. That's what causes plaque.
Oh, so that's what causes the calcium to end up in your arteries.
That's why we have plaque all over our body. That's exactly why.
So if we don't have the proper probes in our small intestines and large, it produces a fake, which is a form of calcium that goes in the wrong spot.
And we can't absorb it. It's unabsorbable.
Right, but that's how it ends up in the arteries.
Exactly. Body pulls that up as an amino acid, but it's a calcium. It's fake. In other words, everything you eat converts to a fake calcium molecule. When I finished this research, I was dead serious about it. I'm dead serious about this. I could not understand why Americans were alive.
Oh, you mean after seeing the way this works?
How it works. Why a male at 25 years old has enough plaque in their body to have a heart attack.
Wow. And it maybe this is why the pineal gland allegedly gets calcified as well, too, without good probiotics everywhere. I don't know.
I didn't know if the interview was over. I didn't know if that was you still talking to Wayne. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Everything turns to fake calcium.
Well, if you don't, if they don't have the microbiome happy, you know.
Right.
Yep.
This is related, but not kind of goofy. Mm. I've often wondered, how does a cow just eat grass and make all that milk? You know, that transmutation stuff, and that's got to do with what their bacteria and their gut and everything.
Yeah, They have they have two stomachs, right? Two or three stomachs, and it does a whole tryptophan and. You know, grass is just loaded with minerals. It's that species on the planet Earth. I remember when we talked to Don Jansen, that's the number one species. In other words, if you looked at all the plant life on Earth, Robert, and you'd say, ask yourself, which of these plants absorbs the most minerals? And everyone does. Tomato does so many minerals, a sweet potato or whatever, a broccoli. Grass is the number one species on the planet as far as the amount of minerals it absorbs from the soil, if it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that pretty cool? So I guess the moo cows, you know, they just eat this stuff, and it's just minerals and mojo and sunlight and God, and somehow they make milk. And look at the bones on those suckers, man. How do they do that?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's crazy.
Could you repeat all that back? Because I was too busy thinking what I was going to say next.
No, I'm not gonna.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I heard you, yeah. And look at the chicken, too. Look at the chicken. Chicken just eats a little bit of insects and some rocks and whatever and lays a big calcified egg. Where's all that calcium come from?
It's got to come from the flora and the fauna, right, and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm just switching gears, jumping around before I forget because I want to just remember. So, and it's related, but not really. So Ingrid was with the fluoride, and so we know we're trying to stay away from fluoride, we speaking in general from what we've learned.
Right.
And you had the guy on with Closest?
Yeah, yesterday. He was cool.
How the hell did you find him?
We found him.
Go ahead. So what was this long and short on that?
I don't think it was anything new information, but it was really interesting to see the story behind it and how his father figured out that you put this stuff in, it wouldn't kill the good guys along with the bad guys. And yeah, I was, it was fun. I think it's a great thing to take. I don't care what your, you know, your protocol is. No matter what you do, I think this Closest is a really good product. You know, because these little bad actors can get down and crawl into your arteries too, right? And that what causes the inflammation and causes the cholesterol to come in there and patch them up, right?
Nanobacteria, there's the right. Cardiologist always saying that.
Right, right. So I think it's a reasonable thing. It's not expensive, and you could just brush your teeth with whatever you want or do the Pearlseum, which we like, and whatever you want to use, and then do a hit of this Closest, especially before bed, you know, when everybody's just, you know, down there just, you know, making babies.
It's not highly expensive, but it ain't cheap either. What's it, about $10 for a quart or something?
Yeah, but you're only using, a little slug of it.
Yeah.
Lasts a long time.
I usually rinse my mouth out with it in the morning. I transferred some to a little plastic bottle by the bed, because when I wake up about 5 or 6 in the morning, boy, the mouth tastes bad. And I'm going to have to do like Meridian mentioned. I don't think I sleep with my mouth open, but obviously I must. And she said she was taping her mouth shut.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before. Yeah.
What's a good tape?
Well, so does your mouth feel like real dry?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're breathing through your mouth then. That's not good because your teeth are not remineralizing during the day. So what do you do before you go to bed? Brush your teeth?
Brush my teeth.
Okay.
You know, I was doing the protocol before. Then I was using Listerine.
Uh-huh.
And then alcohol is known to dry out your mouth, you know.
Well, maybe do the Closest. Maybe do the Closest, the last thing, right? Last thing before bed. And then take a couple of those, the mints.
Xylitol.
Xylitol. And she says that will get the saliva in a form that's going to help your teeth to remineralize all night long. Then what you can do is you can go to Walgreens or something and get some special tape that doesn't, you'd have to ask the person there in the little white coat. I don't know the name of it, but there's a tape that you can get that doesn't pull off your skin when you pull it off. So even if you'd have to get up and, I don't know, cough or drink something, it'll slap right back on. And you can just cut a piece off and just put it right over your mouth. But I think you're going to really see a difference with how deeply you can sleep. And it's not just a symptomatic thing, Robert. It's definitely, I found that the more you do it, the more your mouth will kind of stay closed without it. It's just a habit, right? It's just a habit. It's not... And that's what the classic apnea is, and they hook these people up with machines, and it's terrible, you know. But there's also a really cool little product that I saw at one of these food shows. I've got some, and they're shaped like a smile, and it's real small, and you just peel it off and put them right on there, and it's so much easier than the tape. I don't know the name of it. Let me go to Amazon real quick and see if I can find it. But they gave me a box of them, and they're pretty cool. So every now and then I do. If I wake up and I can feel a little dry, and I say, "Oh man, I was sleeping with my mouth open." Let's see.
While you're looking, let me jump in a second here. So now let me get it straight. The devil's in the details. You got a mustache and goatee. I got a little facial hair, but just shaving. So you're not talking about covering your whole mouth area. You're just talking putting a little bit of tape over your lips, kind of.
No. You know, with my goatee now, you got to do the whole thing and get it on the other side. So it's a little sloppy. But
so you're talking about a 5 to 6 inch
correct
wide piece and about 4 or 5 inches long, big square.
I mean, if you get it, and just slap it right on there. Oh, here it is. I found it. I'll be darned. I can't believe I found it. It's called Somafix.
How you spell it?
Somnifix.
S-O-M?
I-N. I'm sorry. S-O-M-N. Somnifix.
S-O-M-N.
I-F-I-X. Advanced Gentle Mouth Tape for Better Nose Breathing. And they're $17. I don't know how many's in a carton. But they're pretty cool. and they fit right there on your mouth. So even with a beard or a goatee or whatever, you can just put it right there on your lips, a little bit above and below, and they work really quite well. Pretty cool.
And you no longer have to use them now, or you still play around with them?
Every now and then I do, but no, for the most part, I can tell that, you know, my mouth is nice and moist and everything when I wake up, or I'm not waking up a lot. But if you wake up a lot, do you wake up a lot during the night?
Not lately, no.
Oh, good. Well, then you can't be, you know, that's good. That means you can't be too big of a mouth breather, because generally that's what happens is you start gasping for air or something like that. That's what that apnea thing is. But you might get some of these and try it, you know, play around with it and see if that does. But you could put a couple of those little xylitol minties things in there and then put your little mouthy thing on and you're good to go.
I start using that MI paste. You familiar with that?
Very much so.
Okay. I didn't know about it. I'd heard about it, but it went over my head. And then I seen, because I was trying to find something without glycine in, no fluoride. And so that is small tube remineralization, got the phosphorus in, the calcium, blah, blah, blah. Not too many bad long chemical names. And you supposedly brush your teeth and then put that on your mouth. But I even talked to the hygienist. She says, no, I just brush my teeth with it. So what I've been doing is brushing my teeth and then putting some of that in my mouth before I go to bed, not all the time, swish it around, and then I guess that just gets into the crevices and crannies and helps remineralization. So what do you know about the MI paste? You use it? Or
no, I didn't like the ingredients on it, but Robert R., you just never listen to me. Oh, I'm just teasing you. But this Pearl Seam, that's exactly what it does. Get some of that, man. That will fill in little crevices, and it's just a pearl. It's really natural. It's a living thing. Much better choice. Much better choice, in my opinion, than the MI paste. Much.
And hopefully, that stuff won't remineralize the pineal gland.
Oh no, it's not going to do it. And no, this is calcium that goes where it's supposed to. We listen to the interviews with her. She, it's really a great product.
Back to the pineal.
Yeah.
Hasn't anybody ever done an autopsy? Does that thing? How the hell can that calcify? I don't know.
I don't know if this calcification is even real. I mean, it just might be all fake news for people repeating. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I remember once I asked the gynecologist. I'm not gynecologist. Gastroenterologist.
The gynecologist. Boy, Robert, I didn't know you were switching sides on us.
Oh, man, I got a little girl, maybe a little feminine side, but I ain't been to one yet. But anyway, I was a gastroenterologist. I said, look, I heard these things about John Wayne having 24 pounds of feces impacted in his colon.
Right.
And then you see these things online that their colon is like a little narrow tube. You can only stick a pencil through there. He says, look, we've been doing colonoscopies, and we did an anatomy and physiology and autopsies, and we've never seen that.
Really?
Like, where's all these bugs at and stuff? He said, we see some polyps and stuff like that, but he said it all just sloshes off, It's just made, there's a thin layer, it just falls off, so I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what he told me.
I know. Yeah, who knows, that whole John Wayne story could just be some made-up, made-up myth. Somebody started, you never know, about that stuff.
Okay, well, now,
okay, kiddo.
The Andreas seed oil sells over. I bought about $400 or $500, credit to you.
Yeah, boy.
Because it's easy to go on their site and then not go through your site. So I know if I think about doing it.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Please, go through our site.
I have to take the extra effort to go to your page and go. I'm like, okay, because he's going to miss out on money.
Well, I appreciate
that. Going out there, people, you got to do it,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you're not going to get a better price by going direct. So just support us,
right.
And go through our website.
And I got some of the CBD oil. And
oh,
I'm
you
playing
did?
Around with that,
yeah.
Because
did you try it?
Yeah, I got some for my mom, and I got some for. Someone's knocking on the door. Can I get rid of them real quick? But don't hang up. I want to finish this conversation.
Sure. Hold on. I'm going to put your thing down. Why not? We're easy. Steve writes in, boron, readily accessible in borax, is a great fluoride detoxifier. Other things to detox fluoride include iodine, vitamin C, tamarind tea, and apple pectin. Richard Olry's product, what's the name of that guy? It's on his show page. He has boron in there. Do a little. You can do a little borax.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, you might have missed this. Steve wrote in that boron is a good fluoride detoxifier. So you could do quarter teaspoon of borax, you know, from the store in a glass of water every day. And it might, you know, might defluoride something that's been fluoridianed up.
Boron was for calcium, not for fluoride, right?
Fluoride.
Yeah. Boron will decalcify fluoride?
Boron, according to Steve, and he's a good researcher, he emails a lot, is a great fluoride detoxifier. So that's...
Oh, fluoride. Okay, yeah. Right. Also, I thought silica. The couple guys you had on, silica was supposed to counteract fluoride, too. You had that one or two guys on?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Silica also.
Do you know the highest source of silica is? Can you guess? Bamboo.
I know.
Bamboo.
Bamboo. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bamboo.
Horsetail.
No, horsetail's not that good. I've heard from Marcus Rothkrantz. I think he's a good guy. I like him. He suggested the horsetail's not a good choice, even though it's been used for a kabillion years for that. He says bamboo is a much better choice.
So what do I got to do? Go on Pier 1 Import, buy a couple sticks and chew on it? Or
well, you could just buy some bamboo. Yeah, buy me some bamboo furniture and just chew on that.
There's bamboo supplements, really?
I don't know. No, Marcus has a bamboo, some bamboo in his one of his protein things that I bought. I've been using some of his products. I like his products.
Okay, so back to the CBD. I got the black seed, cumin, and others, but I wanted to try the hemp oil. So since he had like 25% off, so I mainly got the CBD oil. For my mom, she's having a lot of back pain. My wife, who works night shift to help her sleep.
Okay.
And me, I'm still thinking, you know, man, when I smelled that stuff, it reminded me of hash roll that we
smoked. Oh, I tell you, yeah, it's very strong. Yeah. What he's talking about is from Andreas on our website. You can click through, and it's called, what's the name, Robert? It's called Apex Hemp Oil?
Yeah, I don't know why. Apex.
Mm-hmm. Apex Hemp Oil, high CBD. And I think it's one of the best ones I've ever tried. And when this CBD stuff started, what was it, Robert? A couple of years ago, people were sending me stuff. They wanted me to try it. And Ken Rolla had a really good one, a black paste. And I tried 3 or 4 or 5 different ones. And most of them, I got stoned on it, which I didn't like. But his, he uses the whole plant. And also, there's absolutely no heat. So there's no THC released at all. You could take as much as you want of this stuff and not get whacked.
Ah, so the no heat is the trick
that's right.
Used in a CBD, as I heard. Yeah.
That's my understanding. Yeah. That's why, you know, remember in the 70s, we used to put the wacky tobacco in brownies and stuff like that, and when you heat them up, well, then it make you bonkers, you know.
Yeah, because I took a dropper or two. I started out with a couple drops, and I didn't get stoned, which I like, because, you know, I'm a recovering person from all the stuff, and I don't want to play around with a little bit of all that, you know.
Sure.
But they went to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So, yeah, no problem with that. My mom's taking it. She's trying a few drops. My wife's mood improved greatly, and she said it's helping her sleep a little bit.
Well, good. Yeah.
And I don't know if I should take more or not. Not that I'm doing too bad sleeping, but I'm just kidding. But when I say I'm kidding, I'm not trying to be mean. I remember Ken Rolla was on, and Ken with the house shield and all that, and Ken's like, yeah, I took 3 dropperfuls the other night. Man, I slept good. And I was like, well, why are you taking 3 dropperfuls when you've got the house shield? Well, Ken's sleeping good.
Ken gets a little wound up, and he's admitted that. And he's a type, you know, type A. He's an entrepreneur. He has a business. He's making stuff. He's on the road traveling around the world. And no, he gets wound up. And, you know, that's just normal. It's a planet Earth thing. And so he uses these things just like, I get all wound up too. I can get wound up just you know.
Talking to me.
Yeah, just talking to you. So it's easy. You know, people, it's just the way life is. So you just do things, you know, to help stay balanced out, right, as much as you can, right?
You still play around with it a little bit, or?
What's that?
The CBD.
Oh, yeah, I got some. Yeah, I have some. I got some of Andreas's, and I'll do a few drops every now and then and squirt a few drops in Doodle's mouth and, you know, do what you can, right?
And then also I stocked up on a bunch of the Wayne Blakely stuff because, man, that buy one, get one sale was crazy, huh?
Oh, well, that's great. Doodle just saw the dog come down from down the hill. She's going to go out and play with him in the creek. Yeah, that was a great sale. Boy, we sold a lot. It was crazy. It was good.
And he must have bathtubs full of that stuff. So I got a little bit of everything, and I'm not sure what all I need. But
well, I wouldn't be real concerned about it. I would just start putting some in your water, in all different kinds. And the body's going to use what it needs. And just, you know, play with it. Don't let it sit there on the shelf. Use it now. Use it. And see how you like it and let us know. Okay, Robert, we're going to move on.
Okay.
Good call. Thanks for all the your input. Really great. Took us places. Good stuff. All right. Previously, we talked with Brandon Amalani about his Blue Shield product to protect against EMFs in your home.
The more connected we are, the more electromagnetic radiation we're going to have. So years ago, I'd play with Q-Links and just anything I can get my hands on that, whether I felt it working or not, I just wanted some kind of leverage against electromagnetic radiation and those frequencies and how they affect the cellular biology. But then when I met Mark and started really getting deep to his technology and really looking at the microprocessing technology, I've never found any EMF company that would not only to test on not only human blood and urine analysis, but also on animals, which totally weeds out the idea of placebo effect. I mean, the fact that you can plug these devices into a chicken farm, a factory farm, for about 15,000 laying hens, and all of a sudden the mortality rate, which is averages from 60 to 150 deaths per month, goes down to zero. I mean, it's pretty profound that a little device, a little energy device, could actually like create such a harmony and balance within the environment to where claustrophobic chickens that are crammed in together actually get along better and actually feel better. And the you know, the biological markers are improved over that 1 year study.
There's quite a bit of science with this Blue Shield product. You can see the ad on the front page. Promo code One Radio will get you a 10% discount. This works on the cells in the body. Very cool technology. Front page, Blue Shield, OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with Dr. Rulin Chu about her product called Pearlseum. So let's talk about the teeth first. Explain to me what's going on, because there's something magical when you dip your little toothbrush in water. Why do they look so sparkly and just, I don't know, something very energetically about the look of them.
Yeah, it's very, very magical. So like a group of scientists in France discovered that when you put the pearl next to the bones or skins or other connective tissues, and they find it stimulates new growth of the bones and skins and connective tissues, and also to make existing bones and the skins more healthy and stronger. So brush your teeth with the pearl, then your teeth will make your existing teeth stronger, and also it will filling up, you know, teeth with the pearlseum, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
It's really a great product. You'll love it. Take it internally or on your teeth, and you can click an order, see the ad right there, Pearlseum, the nice green container, Pearlseum, on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone new, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. say it is untrue. And don't it make my brown eyes blue?
Well, it's January 4, 2019. Happy New You from One Radio Network, Sharon and Patrick and Doodle. Happy New You. Adam will be here on Monday. Let me check real quick here what else we're going to do next week. We're going to do a thing, ketogenic guy. We haven't done that for a while. I think we're going to revisit inclined bed therapy. You know, it's been a long time. We have a lot of new listeners, and something that I've been doing for years since having Andrew Fletcher on, and I was getting some body work done last week, and this guy's really great. We talk about all kinds of stuff, and somehow a subject came up about inclined bed therapy. He said, "Oh man, that's so cool." He said, "I'm a big fan of there's this guy called Andrew Fletcher." And I said, "Well, we've had him on the show." He said, "Oh, really? You talked to Andrew?" Oh. So he said there's a whole contingent of people, especially bodybuilders and stuff like that, that are doing inclined bed therapy. So I think we're going to hook up with Andrew someday next week, and we'll see. Better get hot on that. It's Friday. All right, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Boy, I had a great time over the holidays. You know, we took off, what was it, 12? It was so much fun. Just getting up with nothing to do but to spend time with my screenplay and my book, mostly screenplay. And it's really coming along nicely. That baby's going to give birth someday. I'm just so jazzed about working with it and learning how to do it. And I've been a big fan of films since I was a kid, and always kind of knew I'd get involved with making films. I don't know how. Isn't that interesting? You kind of know. But it's a great story. And the ending finally came through. So, appreciate being able to have the time off. In response to Carol about the cell phones, another way to deal with cell phone radiation would be to consume carbon-60. Wayne Blakely referred to a scientific study on the structure effect, which apparently helps to neutralize the effects of radiation. It does do it. Wayne's product is called the Perfect Molecule. It's in our store on Living Streams. That is why in the rat study, they lived about twice as long as normal. And then when the scientists subjected the rats to chemical poisoning and radiation, it did not phase them. Wearing shungite is said to provide similar protection, though probably not as strong as consuming carbon-60. Yeah, that's the perfect molecule. Wayne says if you do carbon-60 and Bifido for your pets, that'll really extend their life. So we're starting to do that with Doodle. I just have to get in the habit of doing both of those products every day. What's fun in the droppers is, you know, you can just open the dog or cat's mouth and just spritz it right in there. Yeah, those dirty little rats, they lived a lot longer. Like twice, it was crazy. And it's so funny that this emailer mentioned that because Doodle has a shungite thing around her neck too. Dr. Dietrich Klinghart recommends people wear radio protective underwear to block harmful EMFs from cell phones and other wireless electrosmog sources. I'll be doing it. It's a silver coated to create a Faraday cage around the body. Additionally, Brazilian green propolis and rosemary tincture were found to be very protective. So to thrive in today's electro-smogged environment, turn on your force field and put your shields up by consuming carbon 60, green propolis, rosemary tincture, and wearing a shungite necklace. There you go. It's great, man. We'll put this in the show notes so you all can follow the bouncing ball. I think he has a YouTube video here of... this must be to Dr. Klinghart. Yeah. Oh, cool. I'll send that to Sharon. Ask her to put that up on the... We've been trying to get him back on, and we get close, and we get close, and we get close, and we get close, and then... I've been listening to your shows with Dr. Jennifer Daniels, catching up with the archives for the past few months, and have been monitoring water intake, making sure to get the amount that I need. Good. Yeah, you got to monitor it. I do. Otherwise, you know, I just forget it. I'm also including a large, fresh, raw salad every day and reduced the processed foods. I bought the turpentine, and it's waiting for me to get my bowel movements 3 consistently a day. That's good. Yeah, that's what you want to do, because you get all clogged up if you don't do that. Should I do the liver flush or the parasite cleanse first? I don't know. I would always go for the liver first, since that's the kind of the go-to guy to detoxify stuff. So, yeah, anything you want to do for the liver, do that. I followed Andreas Moritz's liver flush protocol once a month for 7 months back in 12. Many stones came out, including a few small white calcified stones. I think I have suffered, they go on, with poor mineral absorption for many years. I used to drink an enormous amount of black tea. Ooh. Maybe 10 cups a day. Ooh. You know, there's a lot of fluoride in those, that kind of tea. Did you know that? I've cut out 10 cups. Well, nearly all sugars and sweeteners. My teeth are shot from poor hygiene due to depression as much as from poor diet. I'm 44, won't have children. My partner and I have been trying for nearly 2 years now with no luck. Been on a vegetarian diet for about 15 years. I've had a couple abortions in the past. What causes poor mineral absorption? I think it's in the gut and low hydrochloric acid. If your hydrochloric acid is disrupted a bit, I think it needs that for minerals. Increase my mineral. I would do the Living Streams multi-minerals. I'd use those. I think those are really good. How to increase my chances of pregnancy. Well, that's a bit above my pay grade. I don't know. If you've been vegetarian and you can't get pregnant, I would change that. Because whatever you're doing is not working. I'd switch around it. You know, make sure your husband's little spermies are good. You know, if you really want to get geeky about it, and you can have those tested. Oh, it's this lady and. Liver flush before turpentine, yeah. Well, the turpentine thing might bring a little baby on board. Went to a lot of detail there. Here's an email. I wrote the person. They said, thank you taking the time to write. Said you're pretty, very optimistic about curing and healing. I'm not all that far behind. I listened to some of the many things that I listed. Oh, and I've just now I'm still with the low dose naltrexone and plan to continue it till very optimistic person. I thought I was getting better taking some of the many cures. The LDN seems to be marginally helping, but let's wait a while and see. I still think that you're giving various details about the various diets that you've tried over the years would make a valuable show. All right, thanks. Oh, the tea plant, Adam says, the tea plant seeks fluoride and aluminum. Oh, I see. So the actual plant in the ground, it kind of seeks it. That's not good, is it? Fluoride and aluminum. You know, a curious thing about the persium is I have a crown in the front that I've had forever, probably 50 years or so. And that little guy would tend to get just a little bit stained when I drank coffee. So I would just go in there with some chalk or something and clean it up. Pretty easy, but you could see it in the mirror. But since using the Persium, coffee doesn't, when I drink, I don't drink every day, a couple times a week, 2-3 times a week. It seems to be protecting it because they're not, no, you know, and I'm pretty picky and I can look in the light and no little darkness at all with it, which is weird. I don't know how the Persium product could actually adhere to a crown. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Because that's just ceramic, isn't it? I know it does on the bones, the teeth. I don't know how that's possible. But it is, because that thing doesn't stain when I drink coffee. Well, I've got a little experience with the thyroid thing. I just want to mention to you that might be valuable or not. I don't know. About 6 months ago, I did a thyroid test. The only reason is because I get cold hands and feet sometimes during the winter, not all the time, and it's actually getting better. Of course, I don't have heat in the home, so that's probably the biggest reason. That's what Dr. Daniels said. She goes, you know, I told her what my TSH was, and she goes, you know, your thyroid's fine. Don't worry. Just put on socks. And I think she's right. You know, I got some really nice wool socks, organic wool socks, and some long underwear. But anyway, so I had this thyroid, piggy thyroid. It's this piggy thyroid that I got through the Carol Borman, this fellow in Thailand that's making it. Remember we talked about it? And and they're 60 milligrams. So I took a razor blade and I thought, well, maybe I'll just take a little bit of it and just see if my body warms up a little bit, just as an experiment. So I just took a razor blade and I cut it in half, so it had 30 milligrams. And I did that for 2-3 days. And my pulse rate increased about 5 beats a minute, which I didn't like. I can tell when I'm above that 60 beats, lying in bed, I could just feel a little bit speedy, and I took my pulse, and it was 65 rather than 60. Now, so I didn't do it any longer. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, and I don't know, it could be, I don't know, because Ray Peet, you know, he says that when your pulse rate is real slow and low, like 50 and 60, that you have a low thyroid. I don't think that's true. But anyway, so he says he'd like to see more of a 70. So maybe these little piggy things were raising my pulse up a little bit. I don't know. We'll ask Adam about it on Monday. But I didn't like the way it felt. I feel much more quiet and calm and settled in at 60. 60 seems reasonable because it's like 1 second. You know, like if I can do my pulse right now, it's just every second. Oh, maybe 61 or two. I'm on the air getting feisty. But generally, it's about 60. Isn't it interesting, like, 3 or 4 days of 30 milligrams and all of a sudden it goes, gets faster. Not sure how that works. All right, just piggy. I've been seeing some relatives who have crossed over as translator, however you want to say it. Also known as died. Died. Such a weird word, isn't it? They died. Really? I like to use the term translated or crossed over. That's a nice word. Crossed over. Cosmic vacation. That's. And Adam writes that one. Cosmic vacation. Cosmic vacation. I haven't seen more of them. More and more of the different relatives, uncles, and in the past month or so, and I'm not sure what that's about. But generally, it feels like I'm just there to kind of support them in their transition before they go on to their next thing, or maybe they're on to their next thing, and I'm just talking to them, and we talk about stuff, and they're not kind of earth-shattering dreams, but it's fun. And it's nice to connect with them and connected with an uncle that left about three years ago. And there's this fellow that I used to, was very close to in grade school. We played sports together. Good friend of mine. He went to Vietnam and later on, was about 60 revolutions, he started getting weak, and he couldn't walk after a while, and they figured out there was an ancient orange from Vietnam, and then he translated maybe 5 years ago, and I see him every now and then too. Really fun. So it's great how spirit uses us to comfort other people, just to be with them. So it's a little bit above my pay grade to know exactly where these people are when I'm with them. And it really doesn't matter. There's just so many different states of consciousness that exist that kabillions. Doesn't matter whether they're on the astral, the mental, the causal, who knows. They could be at a way station. They could be going to come back to Earth. They could be coming back to another planet. So many different opportunities and so many different possibilities when we translate. So one of the reasons I like to study and talk and to you a lot about becoming more aware of who you are as soul is because the more that we're aware of how this works now in the body and get insights and let go of things that we don't need to hang on to, you know, don't jump into anger. Anger, fear, and greed, and attachment, do our best to not be attached to things, the more we can chart our course for when we do translate and not have to take our chances and have a better idea of where we're going. That's one of the benefits of really learning, understanding soul travel and art's called dream travel. And so you can get a better idea of the lay of the land and evolve spiritually that way. So by the time you leave, you kind of have a real good idea of what's up. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather have some ideas of what's going on rather than just conk off and say, I don't know what's going to happen here, and oh well. But there are ways that you can bypass the Lords of Karma, as they're called. That's the allegory that you've heard over the years of St. Peter, right, with the big book at the pearly gates, looking at your debits and credits. That story comes from, in my opinion, just making it up, I don't know, that story comes from the idea of the Lords of Karma. And there are actually states of consciousness, also known as people, out there. And they keep track of the karmic debits and credits. And that has a lot to do with what we need to learn on the next go-round, wherever it is or where we go. And that's where the whole heaven and hell thing came from. So just like our website, know the source is the deal. Know your relationship with the divine spirit, and you don't have to be in any religion or spiritual path to do that. You can do it on your own. Just connect up with the light and the sound, and then know the source. That is the source of everything. Adam says, I'm backing the slow pulse. Some of the most energetic people I know have slow pulses. Yeah, I'm with you. Adam, you know, I could feel it one night, and just three or four nights ago, I was just doing my spiritual exercise, kind of hewing before bed, before I leave my body, just kind of hew is what I do. And that'll launch you off like a Soyuz 2, baby. Soyuz 2. Anyway, and I could just feel just a little bit off. So I just kind of felt my pulse. And I could just tell. I don't need a clock or anything. I could just tell. But it was about 65 or 6, something like that. So I don't like that. So I said, well, I don't need piggy thyroid. Dr. Daniel's probably right. Just wear wool socks and call it a day. Plus, somebody wrote in a long time ago, which I thought was pretty cool. They said that the mitochondria and the cells and stuff that you carry in from grandma and grandpa and great-grandpa and all of that from 3, 4, 5 generations, depending on where they lived, has a lot to do with your relationship with cold and heat. That kind of made sense, right? Most of my people were from the Sicily area. Boy, it's pretty warm there. Warm. So I think we ought to just all move to Hawaii. What do you think? Just pack it up. That's right. Pack it up, man. Let's all go to Hawaii. It's a paradise, boy, I tell you. Whew, man. Well, I think we covered a lot of territory here. Anything else before we go? Quick email? Jump in. Otherwise, I'm out of here. Boy, the sun is shining. Oh, man. Wow. The sun is shining. I don't know if it's warm enough to go in there and take off my top, my shirt there, but I'll see. I had a song here. I'm going to play. I don't quite know where it is. Here it is. Well, y'all, thanks a lot, y'all. Happy New Year. It was an honor to be here with you this morning, and we'll be here on Monday. We're going to have a lot of fun next week. We appreciate your ongoing support. Really do. Got a lot of cool stuff. If you need something, as Robert said, take the extra time to go through One Radio Network. We'll get a commission, and that keeps us all going, and everybody's happy. And it's such an honor to be here and to also to make a living doing this. It's like, whoa, I feel so blessed to be in my yoga pants and make a living. I love you all very much. You're the bomb. Thank you so much. Love you. Have a good weekend and may the blessings be.
The center cannot hold. This is somebody else's dream. Out of the nighttime, lifelines glow in the dark. Order falls apart. Nothing is as it seems. And all of the like minds reel from this blow to the heart. Turn to each other on the night of the supermoon. There's nowhere left to run. Now it's time to do.